Well, it's worth remembering just how diverse 2020's challenges are. And in the cyber realm, experts worry that they're getting very close to a mass public disaster after Israel admitted that hackers managed to get access to computers which control Israel's water systems. Israel claims it's disrupted shipping at a major port in retaliation. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
In Israel, they call it the war between the wars, an ongoing conflict with Iran and the militant groups it supports around the Middle East. Normally it's fought in Lebanon, Gaza, Syria or Iraq with rockets, planes and missiles. But James Lewis, the head of the technology program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the conflict is increasingly being fought in cyberspace.
So the Israelis have been telling me for years that Iran has been attempting to hack their critical infrastructure. In fact, one Israeli general told me they try to hack it every week.
But a recent attack could be the first time Iran penetrated Israel's sophisticated cybersecurity measures. Israeli officials say Iranian hackers briefly accessed the computers controlling the country's water supply and attempted to change chlorine levels, but were discovered before they could do any damage. Israel's then defense minister reportedly ordered a retaliatory cyber attack on a major Iranian port, causing traffic jams and disruption, but not any lasting damage. Dr. Lewis says it was a warning shot.
The idea is accepted among most of the people who do cyber conflict for a living that there has to be consequences. There has to be some kind of retaliation. Otherwise, they'll never stop.
It's not just Israel and Iran who are increasingly fighting on an online battlefield. The US, UK, China, North Korea and Russia are engaging in serious cyber conflicts. James Lewis says Australia in particular has been dealing with long-running cyber attacks from China.
The Chinese are all over your cabinet, all over your prime minister, all over your agencies. That's been going on for years. And so it's a hard problem. I haven't seen any sign that someone has figured out how to push back on China yet. But it's coming. And that's probably a little more frightening.
Researchers say no one's died as a result of a cyber attack. But more things, from power stations to people's fridges, are being connected to online networks. Retired Israeli General Isaac Ben Israel, now the head of the Cyber Research Center at Tel Aviv University, says that makes them vulnerable to hackers.
The dependence of almost any activity that we do on computers become more and more important, and therefore cyber attack has more potential to make damage.
And there's another important computing trend that will affect these escalating cyber conflicts, the use of artificial intelligence. Professor Ben Israel says computer systems can now crunch huge amounts of data and learn from their mistakes.
If you are on the good side, you can use it to enhance your cybersecurity. If you are on the bad side, you can use it to learn how the defender is securing its network and to overcome it.
Even though the United Nations agreed in 2015 on a set of rules for cybersecurity, cyber attacks continue to be used by many countries. They're a weapon with a global range and, in the future, the potential for much greater impacts. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for PM.